there. Anybody home? This is Burl Vaughn. And look who's with me, Don Moreland, with his favorite organist, the lovely Adele Scott, an armload of songs and a proposition.
Come on and choose a song, partner, I'll sing it for you. You're a cute partner, so here's what I'll do. I'll sing a sad song.
A sweet song?
Or a song about the spring. I'll sing a hillbilly ditty.
A song about the city, or
a solid boogie beat. I'll swing a dreamy tune. A lament about the moon. Or that gal who done me wrong. So choose a song, partner, and give me a clue. Choose any song and I'll sing it just for you.
For me?
For you. I'll sing it just for you.
Yep, here we are back at your house again, friends. Don Moreland, Adele Scott, and I, getting right into the fun of our visit. Well, I'm all set to give out with clues to the songs I've chosen. Are you ready to guess and sing, Donovan?
Try me and find out, gal.
Swell. How about your first song from the clue I gave you last time? The theme song of a handsome young carpenter determined to reach the stars by way of love.
Say, I'll bet Ella Fitzgerald made my favorite recording of it.
Oh, she made a Lulu. You're close.
Okay. Then with that carpenter gag, it'd have to be Stairway to the Stars.
Couldn't be closer. Now make me starry-eyed, Donovan. Make me starry-eyed.
Let's build a stairway to the stars. And climb that stairway to the stars. With love beside us. To fill the night with a song. We'll hear the sound of violins out yonder where the blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Can't we sail away on a lazy daisy paddle over the rim of the hill? Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill? Let's build a stairway to the stars. A lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb up to heaven with you.
Oh, traveling, that stairway you just built is smoother than sliding up a rainbow, Don. Or an escalator. Now, in a way, your next song has to do with stars, too. The character in it lives a free and easy life under the stars. And if he met you on the road, he might say,
"They ain't no comparison between me and a tramp or a bum, bud. You see, I work now and then. Nah, the way it is with me, I just got the nerve to be free, that's all."
Well, then I'd say you're a hobo, bud.
That I am, and proud to be one, sonny.
Well, look, I don't want to insult you, but you sound a little like my heart. You see,
my heart is a hobo, loves to roam through fields of clover, hates to have to think things over, and though it's wrong, I string along. My heart is a hobo, loves to go out berry picking, hates to hear alarm clocks ticking. It isn't smart, but that's my heart. When hopes are out at the elbows and dreams are run down at the heels, my heart refuses to worry except about rods and reels. My heart is a hobo, loves to quote from Omar Khayyam, hates the stodgy guy that I am. And though it's strange, I just can't change my heart.
Hmm.
and my hopes are out at the elbows, and dreams are run down at the heels. My heart refuses to worry except about rods and reels. My heart is a hobo, loves to quote from Omar Khayyam, hates the stodgy guy that I am. And though it's strange, I just can't change. I just won't change my heart.
The way you make it sound, any gal would like to capture that hobo heart of yours, Don. I wonder what there is about a song like that that stirs even confirmed stay-at-homes with dreams of the open road. Must be the thought of the free and easy life. Same thing, maybe, that makes a certain kind of woman especially like to capture a hobo heart. Of course, most women prefer a heart that will stay put with them. I know I do. But I know, too, that there isn't a gal listening to me right now who doesn't prefer the free and easy feeling when she's all dressed up to go stepping with that heart she's trying to capture. Or has caught. And gals, there's only one way to achieve that free and easy, really well-dressed feeling. And that's to refigure your glamour with life. Those hobo hearts figure their free and easy way by letting life itself take the wheel. And with a life bra and life girdle fitted by our experts, any gal, no matter how much refiguring she needs, can have it with the cleverly tailored-in magic of form fit. And with a life bra and a life girdle working together for your figure fashion, how can you figure to lose? Now, although I know the wonders form fit can work for you, I don't promise that wearing a life bra and life girdle will guarantee the capture of that hobo heart or its taming. But I do say refiguring with life the form-fit way will go a long way toward making that wandering heart stay put beside your heart just where it belongs. You'll be so lovely he won't need to look further. And one of these days, just like he thought of it all the time, he might even turn into a Don Moreland and sing.
Darling, you and I know the reason why a summer sky is blue. And we know in the trees sing melodies too, and why love will grow from the first hello until goodbye. So to sweet romance, there is just one answer. You
wasn't popular back in my day, big boy. But how about singing my favorite gay 90s tune? In fact, I'll turn down the gas light and plump up the pillows on the new mohair sofa anytime you say.
Whoa, look out, woman.
What's the matter? Are you old-fashioned, tall, blonde, and handsome? Maybe I better tell you my name. It's Daisy Burl.
Oh, Glad to meet you, Daisy Burrell. But it seems safer to me if we would make it Sunday afternoon. Suppose I ride up in front of your house and whistle. Will you go for a spin on my bicycle built for two?
You bet I will. And I hope you'll wear your new checkered cap, too, big boy.
Oh, I will, I will.
A daisy, a daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet.
Come up and see me.
Upon the seat.
Any old time, big boy.
Of a bicycle built for two. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
You hear that, Burl? Adele's remembered theme time again. But do I get a clue for my first song next time?
You bet you do, Don. It was composed in a little Paris cafe before World War II. And during the war, the one and only Hildegard put it on the lips and in the hearts of everyone in America. And there it stayed. Just to make it really easy, I'll say it has to do with a heart that sings. Now, that's more than I should have told you, Don. But you sang so pretty today.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I aim to please.
Well, thank you, friends, for having us over. We had a swell time. And this is Burl Vaughn saying, we'll be back again. Please don't forget us. And bye-bye for Don Moreland, Adele Scott, and me.
Come on and choose a song, partner, and I'll take the clue. Choose any song, and I'll sing it just for you. La-da-da-dee-dee-dee. I'll sing it just for you.